Today we're going to talk about love, loving God and loving people. Some time ago, a man of God sent me a short teaching about loving God. In that teaching, he spoke about the different Greek words used in the dialogue between the Lord Jesus and Peter in the Gospel of John chapter 21. Remember, in that chapter, the Lord asked him, "Peter, do you love me?" This short teaching, it was only about 2 or 3 minutes duration. It was a short audio clip that this man of God sent to me. But that teaching prompted me to study the different passages in the Bible where God asks us to love Him and then love others. Prior to that, for almost 3 or 4 months, I've been hearing a lot of discussions and comments about love or lack of love in the church. Love is very interesting. Husbands and wives love each other. We know brothers and sisters love each other. We know parents love their children and children love their parents. We cannot forget lovers, can we? Lovers do love each other. In other words, we understand this love to some extent. Now I want you to consider 2 things. Number 1, the Bible commands us to love God and love people. When God says or when God commands us to love Him and love people, is He asking us to love Him just the way we love our brothers, sisters, wives, or parents? Is He asking us to love Him just the way we love our friends or 2 lovers love each other? Another thing I want you to consider is this. We often say that there should be love in the church and Christianity is all about love. What kind of love are we talking about here? Let us try to understand love from the Bible. There is an aspect of love that most people overlook when talking about love. A parent would stop a child who tries to touch something that's very hot. And not only parents, even older siblings or even friends would do that. When you see a child trying to reach to something that's very hot, you will do all you can to reach that child immediately and pull it back so that the child doesn't get hurt by the hot thing that it is trying to touch. And if you cannot reach that child quickly enough, you will yell at him or her, you will shout, you will do all you can do to stop that child from touching a very hot thing. Because you know, if that child touches it, it's going to hurt, it's going to harm, it's going to burn the child's finger. I'm sure you would call that love. A parent would ensure that the children have sufficient warm clothes in winter or proper rain gear during the rainy season. Is not that love? If your teenager or young adult fallen into bad company or drugs, etc., would you just let them continue in it because you do not want to hurt their feelings? Would you call that love? Would you not pray hard and enlist others to pray for your son or daughter and also try to speak to them and get help from the church leaders? If you are a church leader and you have few people doing different things that the Word of God forbids, would you let that happen? Because you should not judge the people in your church and you should demonstrate God's love in the church. Another thing I want you to consider is this. Can we gossip in the church and still talk about love? I want you to ponder over these questions while we talk about love today. When the Lord asked Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" It is interesting that the Lord addressed Peter by his former name, Simon. I do not know why the Lord called him Simon and not Peter, because the Lord, when he called Peter into the ministry, changed his name from Simon to Peter. The Hebrew name Peter means a small rock or a stone, whereas the name Simon literally means to hear or listen. So it seems to me that when the Lord called him by the former name, he was saying, hey, Peter, listen to me. Listen to this question carefully. And when the Lord asked him, Peter, or Simon rather, do you love me? What kind of love was the Lord talking about? Was that the love parents would have for their children? Was it the love among siblings or friends? What kind of love was it? The Lord used the word agapao in the Greek, meaning love with commitment. It is a deliberate love regardless of the circumstances. Lord Jesus was not asking for ordinary or common love found in humanity. He was asking for something bigger. Peter's reply to this question was, yes, Lord, you know I love you. Peter did not use the word agapao when he replied the Lord. Peter was an honest man, I would say. He did not pretend. He did not say, yes, Lord, I love you with the same love with which you love me. He said, I love you, that is, Lord, my love for you is the common love, or phileo. Phileo denotes personal attachment as a matter of sentiment or feeling. What Peter said was, Lord, I do not love you the way you love me. I love you with mere human love. This is Peter talking to the Lord after the resurrection, before the ascension. He was honest and bold enough to say that he did not love Jesus the way the Lord expected him to love him. This caused me to think, do I love Jesus with commitment? When I say I love Jesus, what do I really mean? Can I honestly say that I love Jesus the way he wants me to love him? Do I love Jesus with commitment? Is my love for him deliberate, regardless of the circumstances? Well, I want you to think about this, and we're going to discuss more about this love in the coming days. God bless you.